Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who is the main catalyst? Who's the person that's more vocal about you moving out? Your mom or your dad?
My mother.
Your mother? What would it mean to her if you, like, do you see her in the morning usually?
Yeah, usually.
What would it be? What would it mean to her if you saw her in the morning and said, Mom, I'm moving out. I'm moving out Monday.
She would probably start dancing.
Okay. Would you? All right. And now, Pony, what are you going to be wearing?
Two words, Mike. Banana hammock.
Oh, no.
I'm going to throw up in my mouth. I am going to throw up in my
mouth.
He can pull
it off. He's got a body for that.
Oh, yeah, that is so nasty. Oh, my God. Oh, what town would you like to live in?
I mean, the Tyson's Corner area that I do like. I'm not naturally in that. Not that specific.
Tyson's Corner. Well, I'd love to live in Saddam Hussein's palace, pal.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Somewhere along the line, my microphone's got out of whack here, and everything is picking up right now.
That's like everything. There's no gate on your mic.
There's no gate on my mic, but I'm not going to get up and fix it. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Hi, Mike. It's Thursday.
Good morning.
How are you?
It's great.
Nice to see everybody. How's everybody today?
Beautiful
Superb.
Day in Washington, D.C., Mike.
Yes.
The sun is out.
That's wonderful. That's
the pollen is out.
Thanks for joining us on the Mike O'Mara Show. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a fantastic visit, and we'll have to do it again sometime.
We're back on Monday.
Ah, that's right. Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir.
But I think of all kicks it down.
You know what's marvelous?
Yes.
After all our years together, you can still surprise me because I did not see that coming.
I wouldn't have bet it for $1 million.
That's right.
I excuse me. I might have surprised myself, actually.
Oh. That,
yeah. I mean, because I never know what I'm going to do when I.
Her daddy was a mayor of Buffalo, Papa Tibbase Babo. She liked to go to the movies like Gloria Lodibase Badado. Mari Massiello, Mari Massiello, La Mari Massiello.
Well then.
Another surprise.
Yes, thank you very much. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Mike O'Mara with you on a Thursday. Hope everybody's doing fantastic. Got a special guest coming in, a guy that used to be a regular intern on the Mike O'Mara Show. Doesn't come along that often anymore, but he's come in today. He's our favorite Daft Punk. His name is Mac. Michael McIntosh. Dressed in orange. Working at Rent a Center, Micro Center, Hobby Center, Hobby Lobby, whatever the hell place is. I know it's in a strip mall, and I know it's in the suburbs. Mike McIntosh, WAVA. Phoenix.
Hobby Lobby.
Hi, Mac.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing well. A little stressed. Work's busy.
Stressed?
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, we have a few people on vacation, a few people missing, and we're very short, so it's a lot of work.
Oh, my God.
You know
God.
What stress is? You really want to know what stress is,
I
Mike
do.
McIntosh, huh? You really want to know what it is? If you think you're stressed out, we're going to the suburbs. I'd like to be working in the inner city as a PI. He's a guy that's taken on the world, taking on organized crime syndicates, the dirtballs, the murderers, the scum of the inner city. You think getting up in the morning and putting on your little blue button down is a stressful gig? Let me tell you what a stressful gig is. When you strap on a gun.
Oh, no!
And become a lawman. That's right. Actually, you could do the same thing right from the very beginning. I could do that. And, yeah. You have to give me the outline, and then I will do a song for it. So tell me, what is your day? How does your day begin?
My day begins, I usually get...
I want everything. I want getting out of bed, breakfast, what you wear, what your routine
personal
is, and then what
habits.
Happens, and then when you get to the store. And I want you to do it in less than 10 seconds.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I wake up, take a shower, get dressed, go to work.
What do you wear? What do you wear when you go to
work? I wear a white t-shirt and a black dress pants and then put on my work shirt at work.
What is the work shirt?
It's a blue button-down shirt.
Okay, and what is the hometown again where you live with your parents?
I live in Fairfax.
Okay, very good. All right. Friday morning, Fairfax, Virginia. Michael McIntosh, otherwise known as Mac. He won't be wearing his orange sweatshirt today. Because is it Micro Center?
Yes.
It's Micro Center Day.
Micro Center Day.
Mac gets up in the morning, has his Lucky Charms for breakfast, goes upstairs, brushes his teeth, with his bubblegum flavored, goofy Disney toothpaste. Then he hops into the tub. No need for a shower for a man like Matt. That's right. Plays with his Lego set. That's right, I might be projecting my son onto Mac, but that's okay, it's funny.
Good.
Scrubs up. Make sure you get the armpits, Mac. It's gonna be a long day at Micro Center. And hop out of the tub, slip on the black dress pants, the black Reeboks, white socks, and your overshirt with your name badge. Ooh, that's right. Name badge that says Mac. Can I help you? Looks like you got a little peanut butter or jelly stuck in your keyboard. I can fix it. Yeah. My name's Mike McIntosh, and I do computers. That's right. You got a problem, you bring it to me. Not one of those silly managers that I'm hoping to unseat. Because I'm the main man, Michael McIntosh, computer guru. But if I have to get a credit application, you'll have to see my manager. Sorry about that.
Who's the black private dude?
All right.
Yes!
So thank you very much.
That was great.
The saga of Mac. So it's been stressful for you, Michael McIntosh?
Yeah,
it's been stressful.
I've been working 50 plus hours.
Is that a lot of hours, boy?
It is a lot for me, yes.
Did the hours put some stress on you, Michael McIntosh?
I don't know what's wrong with me today. I knew I was going to do a show like this today when I came
Hey,
in
did you
right
get
now.
OT?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, overtime.
And that is time and a half?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's overtime. Tasty dollars.
Wow. What do you do when you get the overtime? Do you celebrate by going out and having some fun?
I celebrate by going home and going to sleep.
What about your...
Hey, that sounds pretty sexy, doesn't it? That's really great. Hey, you got some OT this week. What'd you do? I went home. And I went to bed.
Boring.
All right, sorry.
What about that boy you go see movies with?
Yeah, does he ever join you
actually,
in bed?
He's
that
actually
boy.
Injured.
Oh, he's injured.
Yes, oh, he's injured.
He had a snowboarding accident, and he has tore his ACL.
That's what they're calling
Oh, that's
it.
A real man's injury. Okay,
was
I know
on top
about
of you
that.
When that happened?
Is the problem that he was snowboarding in April?
No, the accident happened.
Oh, liar, liar, pants on fire.
No,
we forgot.
That could be.
What did you say? What I missed it? What?
I asked if it was the problem was that he was snowboarding in April, because I think what we have here is what Lewis Black would call a pants on fire moment.
Ah.
No.
When did he go snowboarding, Matt?
Early March. and he went to Colorado.
Yeah, that's it, Colorado.
Otherwise known as your...
What's his first name?
What?
Wow.
That. But jeez.
But you know, to be fair to
that
Oscar,
was out of nowhere,
it's
my
Thursdays.
God.
It's bonus Thursdays.
To be fair to Oscar, those two things have the same abbreviation for the post office. CO.
This is true. Wow, blew out his ACL. Hey, you know what, Mac? You know, we have that. What's your friend's first name?
Matt.
I blew out my ACL too. You know how I did it?
Ow.
I got in a fight. I got in a nasty little fight with a Marine Corps officer.
I didn't know that part.
True story.
And all of my orthopedic issues since then have probably been a result of that.
Worth it.
Duh. Yes, there is. Yeah. Get laid off from CBS and then decide you're going to fight someone.
Well, yeah,
very good.
You had some emotions.
High point of my life. What?
You had some emotions to work out. And that, you know.
Well, no, I felt like, you know what I felt like, Rob?
What?
I felt like a little radio guy with nothing left to lose. That's what I felt like.
In the big city.
In the big city. Oh, my God, boy. So, Mac, life is stressful right now?
Yeah. I mean, it's temporary. We got some people coming back from vacation this next week, so it's going to get better. It's just...
You know how bad it is when people go on vacation, Mike?
Now, come on.
Like you've never made a slip of the tongue. Like you've never done that.
Just having a good time.
I understand. Mac...
Yes.
You don't sound like you got that extra spring in your step about Micro Center. That's what it is, right?
Micro Center.
Like you have, I don't know why I always block that, but
because
it's
kind of like the Hobby Lobby, but for computers.
Yeah. Here's a good way. Here's a good mnemonic to remember it. Think of the host of Dirty Jobs, Micro Center. You'll never forget it again. You'll help you remember Micro.
Micro.
Yeah. If you remember the host of Dirty Jobs, you see, and that's what would be great because the hate. Well, make sure you remember.
No, I don't hate him, but I don't like him. I don't. And
your ambivalence will cement it in your mind.
Well, no, I'm a little jealous of him. I could do that gig. I could do that. I would have been fun.
You'd have
I would
have liked
to
do
that. I wouldn't want to do the Dirty Jobs gig. He's great at that.
Yeah,
but I'd love to do the narration for Deadliest Catch.
We could call you Mike Romero.
Nothing would have made me happier in my career than if I got a gig like that.
It could still happen.
By the way, of course it could happen. The narration could happen because they hire guys between 60 and 70. They do.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know,
can we get a sample?
300 miles to the west, Dutch Harbor, the Northwestern and Sig Hansen are running into a little bit of a problem. They've set two lines down. That's the type
Perfect.
Of
stuff.
I would love to do that.
But could you add your
own spin to
that?
The last one I did was
a
hurricane documentary, and I haven't heard from anybody. And by the way, I can't find the effing hurricane documentary anywhere, and it was done by some foreign company. I think he was a spy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think it was
Stole your identity?
Ruse. I think he was just a ruse coming over
here. I thought you guys
talk
about Gone with the Wind all the time.
No, that was different.
Oh.
It's a movie.
No, I love doing that kind of work, even when it's a little cumbersome, as Rob would testify when we did the space one.
That was heavy lifting, but you know what?
That was heavy lifting.
It turned out great. They did a great job.
But it never turned out into the Smithsonian, which
Smithsonian.
I wanted.
That's right.
That's what I was hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work out. That didn't pan out. But enough about me. Mac, about you.
Mm.
How's your narration world going?
Oh, yeah, it's going great.
Wait, seriously, you're at Micro Center now. You sound like you're a little stressed. Is the job still bringing you happiness?
Joy?
Yeah. It's right now we're just in the drudges.
That wasn't
right
an enthusiasm. That was,
no,
did you hear
no,
that
no.
yet?
Well, yeah. It's just right now we're in the drudges. It's going to get better.
You're probably actually working for the first time in your life. Probably now. Let's say right now.
I've never worked full time until this job.
Okay,
so
that's this
certainly labored through that sentence.
So is it fair to say this is the first time you've had overtime?
In a job, yes.
Okay, so these are the normal.
What other overtime would there be?
Well, I mean, I haven't had any other job that was full time. I've had overtime since I've been here at Micro Center, which is about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And how is everything else going besides your friend blowing out his knee? How's everything else going?
On your, you know why.
Yeah, my mom's pushing to kick me out of the house. So that's also
there it is.
It is
there,
time to fly,
the
baby
there
bird.
There it is.
Ding,
that's
ding,
it.
Ding.
It's time to leave the nest. And that. How old are you now, Mac?
28.
Seems amazing, doesn't it?
How old
were you when we met you?
I think 23.
God, that was old even then.
It's like
we've known you
him.
For 5 years.
We've raised him.
Yeah. Over
we really
years.
Have raised yeah, him. We got him the job. So let me ask you this: the pocketbook situation. The pocketbook. Rofo could probably wouldn't Rofo be
a really good resource for Mac to find a living situation.
Yeah, Rofo's probably looking for a roommate.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I mean, Rofo, the way you got to do it, Mac, I'm sure with the money you're making at Micro Center, you probably don't want to get your own place just yet.
Group house type.
But you got to get a group, like a room somewhere.
Not like
preferably
a
basement.
Clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm looking at options.
What's your budget? Let's get some listeners involved.
I don't. I haven't looked that deeply into it.
Well, then you're not looking if you don't have a budget.
No, you don't want. No, we're going to listen. Listen.
It's very preliminary.
The Mike O'Mara Show. What have we done for you? What have we done for you over the years? We've always made the right calls for you.
Yes.
And you've always benefited from it. Let me tell you something. When you get a chance to move out on your own, it's going to be a new dawn for you.
Oh, my
and
God.
It's, and it's over.
You finally see panties.
Yes.
It's over. It's a, let's not go too far.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. The only panties he'll see will be on his computer screen whenever he wants. But let me just say this.
Or when he's checking how the ACL rehab is going.
Yeah. on his friend.
Let's see your scar.
Now, why would you be that nakedly cruel to suggest that his friend who was snowboarding was wearing like pretty pink panties?
Listen, I'm not the one.
Pretty pink panties.
I'm not the one that already had to be censored due to language today.
That guy's a jerk.
Yeah, that guy.
Mac. Okay, I know you don't want to move out. I know, right? You tell me the truth,
right,
please. You know, right. we don't lie to each other. You don't want to move out.
I would rather not.
Yes.
You're
right.
There are some benefits.
What benefits?
Yeah, there are benefits of home cooking.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but
the benefit of moving out.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Were they going to allow you to take your twin bed with you?
No.
Oh, so you'll have to buy furniture too. That sucks.
Right. That's
let's cut to the chase here, Mac. This will benefit you. You figure you've already thought about it. The money, obviously, are you saving any money since you're living at home?
Yes, definitely. I have some savings.
Okay, so you've got you don't. But the nice thing about a room. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. The nice thing about a room is you don't have to plunk down.
You split the utilities.
Like a super,
right,
deposit, you
get
probably something for less than $500. You'll probably put a month down as the deposit.
You probably get something nice, right, with a decent sized home to live
in. I'd say you know, some people are like, "Oh, I'm a condo high rise guy." You're not that guy.
No.
You're a basement mildew share a house guy.
Lack of windows guy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, when I was much younger than you when I did it, I lived in a group home outside of American University with a bunch of broadcast majors.
So much fun, I bet.
Yeah, great.
Ken Wells, Roberta, a lot of different people, and I got the basement. And let me tell you, the basement with my own entrance and exit.
Ooh.
It was
I
have a memory of this, where I tossed and turned one night waiting to go into WOHN in Herndon to do my first legitimate commercial radio shift. Mm. And I was a junior and I was absolutely out of my mind, nervous. And I'll never forget it. But I had a great little situation down there. And, you know, we had like five people living in this house at Cromwell Drive in Bethesda, Maryland.
Yeah.
And nobody. And we didn't even interact with each other. You're going to come and go as you please. If you're worried about the social aspect of this. Huh?
Roberta?
Not even Roberta. No. Roberta, she was a handful. Mm. She dated. Oh my God, she dated an NBC correspondent.
Name
and I don't remember. Oh my God,
Garrett
I'm trying
Cudley?
To remember. No, not he. I don't think he's on anymore. But he was. He was a biggie when.
Oh really?
Yeah, I remember he came to the
not
house
Mudd.
One time.
Mudd was ABC.
No. How old do you think? Roger Mudd.
Well, I don't know Roberta's age. Or
Roger Mudd.
She might have had a penchant for older men.
Okay. Mac, so the group house situation, talk to Rofo. He'll tell you how to go about doing it. And you know what? Your mom and dad deserve you saying thanks. I appreciate the 10 extra years of care.
Mm. Yes.
But it's time to. Well, it's exactly
it is. It's well stated.
When do you think? Because you know how we pushed you to get out of the little rut that you were in and you got the job at Micro Center. Mm-hmm. This is the same type of thing. This is wonderful. I'm glad you came in today.
It's perfect.
Because we can help you with this. This is going to make you ultimately, Oscar, would you not agree, more happy?
He will be
a happier guy.
Listen, you're talking to a guy who moved out of his parents' house when he was 25, then moved back in when he was 29. And those 2 years, I saved some cash, but they were full of issues.
And I must applaud you because you always referred to your parents on that second badge as your roommates.
Yeah, they're great roommates.
Your roommates.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did love
the roommates. They're cool about the rent.
It'll make you happier. And you can also get the, you know, I mean, there are a lot of people. I mean, you think that in D.C., you're the only young guy in his 20s that's looking for a financial situation that's manageable because the real estate market, both rental and sales, it has pushed every normal, hardworking individual and into group houses.
Do you know what ace he has in the hole? What's that? If he wants to stay fairly local to Oakton, Fairfax, and that's where his micro center is, that area in the suburbs, there are a lot of overbuilt houses, and there's a bad market right now. There's a lot of square footage that people need to use.
You can move into a beautiful house. Let's do a hypothetical right here.
Carpet.
Let's say there's a family that has a child going to college.
Yes.
And that family might need a little extra, you know, for the bottom line every month.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that family would charge for rent? What would be the average for? Would it be $500 a month?
Ask me, as I have a child going to school in the fall.
Oh, you know what? Maybe that's why I brought it up, Rob. That's If you were to bring in a tenant.
Listen, I first must say this is hypothetical. This is not going to end up with me sleeping in another wax museum. This is just a hypothetical.
By the way, we got to talk. Remind me to talk about that today because you're gearing up to that. Would we $500, $600 a month?
$600.
I would think six.
That's fair.
I would think five if you chipped in on the utilities and six without utilities.
Could you afford $600 a month?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. All right. But, you know, talk to Rofo and get out there. And Rob, you're not, when Julia goes away, you wouldn't be taking on a boarder?
No.
Okay.
Rob has a group home that he currently runs because he's a businessman within a businessman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he has four or five rooms. I'm sure one of those hippies are moving out soon. Why don't you move in?
Yeah. They're always coming and going. Lots of ingress and egress.
There could be a TMOS house we don't know about. It'd be great for the show.
If you went to, are you having dinner with your mom and dad tonight?
We never have dinner together, but okay.
Oh, you never have dinner together?
No, we...
No wonder he wants to get out.
You? What's going on?
Huh? No.
How do you normally take your meals? What do you normally do?
Small pellets.
No. I'm assuming, Mike, that there would be a dish covered in the refrigerator with a post-it.
Stop it. I'm really trying to get the answers here. Right. Do you normally fast food it?
You walk to McDonald's, walk back? Yeah.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
Or I'll pick up restaurant food for the family. I'm usually the driver.
Oh, you're the Postmates.
Pretty much.
Got it. They buy you fly.
Yeah.
Great.
What do you get? Indian?
Not really. We get all sorts of stuff.
Is it a restaurant named after a crustacean?
That's only once a year.
Only for your birthday is Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
Get the cheddar biscuits.
Who is the main catalyst? Who's the person that's more vocal about you moving out? Your mom or your dad?
My mother.
Your mother? What would it mean to her if you do you see her in the morning usually?
Yeah, usually.
What would it mean to her if you saw her in the morning and said, Mom, I'm moving out. I'm moving out Monday.
She would probably start dancing.
Okay. Wouldn't you like to give that gift to her?
Yeah.
And if we help you get the perfect situation, do you think you could do that? And the next time we checked in with you, just like the job situation, where we motivated you to do that. And I by the 4th of July, you will come back in here. I swear to God, Oscar can testify to it. You will say, thank you for doing this. Yeah. I'm happier than I've ever been.
I'll definitely try.
You know what, Mike? I think the 4th of July is an appropriate date because what is it but Independence Day?
Freedom.
Yes.
Yeah. Freedom.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I was talking about coming back by the 4th of July to report on his living situation.
Never going to happen.
No, I see what you're saying, Mike. We're giving him a deadline. We're holding him accountable.
All right. This is the beginning of April. And April, May, June.
More than enough time.
Do you think Memorial Day would be reasonable?
Yes,
by the end
With a real grown up, yeah.
Well, no, but why are you? Let's build him up a little bit.
Yeah,
let's
all right,
build
a, tear him down. He's got
why are you tearing him down?
Bad mojo.
You need to start a baseline.
I watched Carson Daly on Faherty the other day.
Yeah.
You know, Carson, Jimmy Kimmel did to Carson Daly what we did to you back in the day.
Oh, did he really?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He was Jimmy Kimmel's intern.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. Yes. And born with a bit of a silver spoon, mm-hmm. Carson Daly. It was but lost his father at a young age. Very interesting profile on Carson Daly. But he was an intern. Getting back to Mac. Mac, I think Memorial Day would be a reasonable date to move out.
I'll give it a shot.
Do you want to talk to, what do you think,
I'll
Rofo?
I'll talk to him,
Oscar?
And I'll broker this peace, this union between Rofo and Mac, because I think they could live together.
Is Rofo looking for
Rofo
a
Rofo has a house order? With his girlfriend with like four other tenants under Rofo.
And what's the town it's in?
It's in Herndon.
Oh, it's perfect then.
Could you handle Herndon?
Possibly.
What are your preferences? Okay. Like, what do you like?
Yeah, what town would you like to live in?
I mean, the Tyson's Corner area that I do like. I'm not
naturally
in that. Not that specific.
Tyson's Corner. Well, I'd love to live in Saddam Hussein's palace, pal. Let me see if I can go rent a room over in Mar-a-Lago from the president. Reality check. Reality check.
So you've totally ruled out downtown Manhattan.
All right, Mac, we'll come back and finish this. We have to start the damn show. Hit the button, Rob. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
If today was a fish, I'd throw the son of a bitch back.
I'd like a say in how we handle this.
Fine. Let's hear it.
Was a time we put a pair of man killers on the trail and let them do their job. Texas Rangers.
Was a time, and that time's past.
This is 1934, Lee, and you want to put cowboys on Bonnie and Clyde? Well, sure. Why don't we just go dig up Wyatt or...
Wild Bill Hickok.
Legislature disbanded the Rangers, Lee.
And you're right proud of it, aren't you, Mrs. Governor?
Damn right I am. They took orders from no one. And they left me to answer for the blood.
Seems like you're answering for it again. Governor, Bonnie and Clyde have been on the road for 2 years. Cold-blooded killers who are more adored than movie stars. This has to stop.
What's that? Expense report. How much we cost.
How many bullets you got in you?
Hell, I don't know. 16, I think.
You know, man can't pass bullets through them like you can kidney stones. Might be good to have a doctor look at you sometime.
Might be good to have a doctor look at you sometime.
I ain't got no bullets in me.
Because I was covering you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right.
Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Spiewak, yeah. Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That might be on a screen in my house. What's the name of that one again?
That is Highwaymen, and I watched about half of it yesterday.
Just came out.
And you will not be able to turn it off. It's great.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. Looking forward to that.
Mike, you're going to love the ending.
Oh, good. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you and yours with us. If you're new, welcome, friends. Welcome, friends, to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're old, hey, come on. We love you.
Yeah,
you know that.
Come on.
From Columbia, Maryland, come on, to Keystone, Colorado, Faraday, Louisiana, to Stockton, California. We're from Braselton, Georgia, to Phuket, Thailand, the Mike O'Mara Show on now, and brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center, which I really have enjoyed this week talking about first.
it's fun,
during
right?
my commercials. The next time you're in the nation's capital, make sure you stop by Podcast Village, where there is much to see. The Big Fridge, Intern Ethan, the Pac-Man Machine, and, of course, Bob Goo. You see, Bob Goo is our psychedelic lava lamp that lives on the second floor. Yay for Bob Goo.
Yay!
Unless the lamp needs warming up, then we call it Bob Glob. In any case, we bought Bob Goo at the TMOS Shopping Center because anything you could ever need is waiting there for you. This is internet shopping at its finest, which just happens to be the topic of this announcement. Isn't that right, Ted Knight?
Right, 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 right! Right, right, Lou. Lou! Lou! Wouldn't you like a Bob Goo Lava Lamp, Mr. Scholarship winner?
The TMOS Shopping Center is on our website, and it gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Not only do you get the good stuff you love, but you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Cost you nothing, it means the world
to us, the world. And I always love the way the Brits say world.
Yes.
I thought it was the finest in the world. The world. The world should see. So get groovy, Daddy-O. Play the Grateful Dead. Fire up Bob Goo. And spend some bread at the TMOI Shopping Center. Thank you very much.
Bob Goo.
All right, very good. Didn't get to this at all. All the stuff that I've had this week, we had the intern parade yesterday.
Yes.
We've had lots going on, and I have to tell a story about, did I tell the story about the breathing store yet?
No.
About my trip down there to the breathing store.
Oh, that no, she was sir. Nasty?
All right,
she was nasty?
No. Here's the thing. I go down a couple of, I got this breathing mask for my my apnea.
CPAP.
Which, if you don't know what apnea is, I will now give you an audio description of what sleep apnea sounds like. Sleep apnea is snoring followed by stopping breathing and then starting snoring again. So if you have someone that makes this sound that I'm going to do for you right now, you have somebody probably with sleep apnea and you ought to get them treated medically so they can get a machine like mine or get some device to help them breathe, because this is what it sounds like. I'll do my very best. Right. Here we go. All right.
So true.
Yes, that's it.
Mommy, exactly that's sleep it. Apnea. All right. So I've had this for forever and ever. I had a friend of the show who helped me out with it early on, really just spoiled me rotten. And then, of course, he went and got another gig. And he still helps me because he's a great, great human being. But I came down here and I hooked up with some other medical people that helped me with that. And they farmed me off to this store. And this store I'm not going to give the name of the store because I'm gonna rake them over the coals here because they deserve
it. I think that's
Marlo.
This is where you get supplies down here. Okay, you get supplies for your CPAP and all oxygen related stuff. Now, what they do is they deal with very, very old people and fat people like me with sleep apnea.
Right.
And early on, I determined that they were difficult. Difficult in a way where they don't have much competition. They're dealing with senior citizens that are infirmed, that are in the medical world. And senior citizens that are in the medical world just go, help me, and they do what they're told. And so
it's the walking dead.
They have a bullying demeanor, all of them. Mm. And it's really subtle, but it's there.
Right.
And it's just, they're not going to do anything that's above and beyond, that's off the rule book, that's not, but you know, right where their bottom line is. And they've got an
never
attitude.
Will they meet you halfway. They won't even raise a finger.
There's
right?
no gray area. Hey, we'll help you out. We'll throw this in. We'll do that. It's, this can't be returned. We can't help you. You need an insurance thing. You need the medical clearance. You need this, or you can't get this, or you can't. We don't take insurance yet. And the stuff is expensive. So I dealt with all that crap. But when I was dealing with this company, they were crappy about it and they were mean about it. And then when I was in early on waiting, there was a really, really old guy who I think had a hearing issue, and they weren't over the top rude to the guy, but they were curt with him.
Okay.
And it pissed me off because I saw my father standing there and what it might be like, you know, to deal with. And they just pissed me off. They pissed me off. And I'm probably now, because they're kind of the only game around where we are. And I say that because I haven't really done deep research about where else I could go. I dropped 3 hours to do it now. But I got to the point where going into this place, I've got an attitude myself where I'd be in a defensive crouch.
Right.
And so, because they always have an issue, no matter what. So fast forward to the most recent time. It's been years, maybe a year, maybe a few months that I hadn't been, that I've been to this store. And I have a little tear in my mask liner, which is this plastic thing that, like an oxygen mask that goes on your face. And so I've got this thing and I'm going to go down there. And I'm like, I'm not going to go through a doctor or anything like this. I'm going to go down and pay the exorbitant rate. I don't remember what I paid, but I know it was ridiculous for a little piece of rubber.
But the tear makes it almost unusable because you require a tight seal. Right.
Like it's not usable. So,
excuse me. Like a tear in my larynx.
That's right.
I'll just sit here quietly.
I go down. Well, no, you feel free. Did you want to say something?
My mom has one of these, right?
Okay.
And I see her every month. She's got to do something for it. It's like you're
taking there's care filters of a to change.
Car.
Yeah, like, they're high maintenance.
So much work.
I would say overall the products themselves are relatively. And I got one of those things you see on TV, which is the cleaning thing.
Yes.
You know that where you put the mask in and mm-hmm. you sanitize it, and it's
that's
really,
what she does. That's what she does at home.
It's terrific. But the durability of the machine I've had. You guys remember when I got it, when I had my buddy come to the house.
Is that
it.
The original machine?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you've parted it out, but that's mm-hmm. the original. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, I put the different stuff in there and, you know, hoses and yeah. change that. But no, the machine is the machine. And they told me at the sleep doctor's office, she said, this is perfect. This is good. You're good to go with this. And so I go back down. And the other day, so it's just this tiny little replacement. And I walk into the store. And I'm already like hair on the back of my neck. I'm already thinking about this is going to be, there's going to be somehow.
You're at odds.
And I bring the thing down with me. I don't write down the name of my machine. I bring the actual liner so I can hand it to him and say, here it is.
This
needs to be. You couldn't be any, any easier. And there she is. The wizened. First of all, you walk in. You walk in, and what has she got? She's got her lunch.
Yes, of course,
at the table, because that's what people that are F sticks do. They eat in front of you when they could go to another room, get somebody to cover them, and go in the back. No, but you're going to shovel your food in, which is going to annoy you with anyone because you're feeding,
right?
And you can't be working and feeding at the same time. That's why if you ever go into any business whatsoever, it can be insurance, a car dealership, anywhere, and someone is effing chewing and eating while they're dealing with you, they're an F stick. Sorry, that's the way I look at it. I really
agree.
Do. So I see the bowl. Okay, I see the bowl of like noodles that she's eating. And that's the first thing I go, oh, she's feeding. This isn't going to be pleasant. And I walk up and I go, this time I don't go in pleasant to start with. Mm. I go in firm to start with.
Firm and, or just like baseline? I mean, because you can't. I mean,
baseline,
don't...
but firm.
Okay.
With a slight, ever so slight attitude myself. Because I know I'm going to be countered with it, and it's
okay.
going to be subtle, but it's going to be there, and
all
it's
right.
designed to bully and intimidate, and they manufacture ways where the customer is an a-hole. They do. It's
of course.
What they do. It's their whole vibe.
It puts
so
you at a disadvantage immediately. Yeah. That's their game plan.
Yeah, and I walk in, and I say, I need to replace this.
Mm.
That's the first thing. I don't say hello. Mm. I might say hello. I need to, and I'm actually, presenting a persona because I'm so stressed out that I know I'm going to deal with this. And so I sit there and I go, I hold it up and I say, I need to replace this. And she goes, what size is it? Not welcome to the store. Hello. You know, bitchly McBitcha decides she's going, what size is it? I'm ready. I'm ready because I know they're going to do something. I didn't know where it was going to be. I don't know what the counterpoint's going to be. And so this is exactly the way I said it. I hold it up and I said, I need to replace this. She says, what size is it? And I looked at her and this is exactly how I said it. I said, I don't know. Just like that.
Oh,
just like
no.
that. Counterpunch. Counterpunch.
Boom.
Like
body
like,
blow. Body blow.
I'm holding this in front of you. You tell me the size. So I say it like that to her. I go, I don't know. And then she, and because she's completely off her game at this point,
right,
I got her.
Got her.
I got her
you
right away.
Because
it's like, it's on you, noodle eater. Okay.
What kind
it's
of noodles
on
are those?
You. And then she says, well, what machine does it go with?
Mm.
I said, I swear to God, I said, like, if I don't know what size, I'm going to know the machine. and she's like, let me just check in the back. And she takes it. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is where I didn't have a counterpunch because she's relentless. She's used to being an a-hole with customers
right.
all day for 8 hours a day. She will not be defeated. All right. So she takes it out of my hand and she goes, there's the size right there. And she points at, this is a clear plastic rubber liner for a mask. Okay. And she points to an L. Which is obviously for large.
Sure.
That is so difficult to see that no one, you could have x-ray vision and you wouldn't see this. And she goes, there's the L. It's a large. It's mm-hmm. right there. I said, And I you know, and then she says, I'll go back and check. And during the time, so I think, I could have said, well, if you knew that, why did you ask me? Mm. I should have said, that's what yes. I would have said, right?
Right.
And so then she comes back, you know, after a very brief amount of time, she knew it was there. She said, not sure we have them in stock. And she you know, obviously I entered up the noodles. She comes back and she's got it. Here it is. And I pay for it. And then there's really very little talking that goes on. Oh, she wants me to come over. You know, this is about a 3 feet move. She wants me to come over to the other side of the register because that's not because it's convenient for her or that's just a power trip. She wants to move me from where I am. And so I move over, get done with the transaction.
She
I
is
walk
a
out.
Dick.
And so
there is no reason to move you to the other side of the register. That's just a pain in the ass.
Well, she wanted me to power. Yeah, it's power.
It She's follow me.
So I pay, I sign the thing, and there's very little else that goes on other than I walk back in and I'm walking out with the bag.
Yeah.
And I've got my ripped mask.
Yes.
And all I can do is I walk back to her desk, and there's a little trash can there, and I take it, and I look her dead in the eye like this. I go. And I throw it down into her trash as she's eating her noodles. And then I called the store and I told them I was tired of being treated like that.
Oh,
that it's not over the top, but it's just an attitude. It's
damn.
An attitude
wow, good for you,
adjustment. And then, but I dealt with the lady in the back who was just like, Mr. Mike, I don't understand. And that's the last lady I probably should have told because she said at the end of the conversation, without telling me at the first, she said, I'll talk to my manager. And then she said, I'm going to hang up now. I'm like, okay, got the wrong person.
Step then, on the top.
15 minutes later, I see the same number ring.
Yeah.
And I'm not answering it because I'm going to see if they will leave a voicemail. Mm-hmm. They did not leave a voicemail. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You
That's
showed
my
them.
Little story.
Yeah. You showed them. Let me ask you this. Is that the only store you can go to?
I think there are probably other ones, but anyway, is Fort Myers Oxygen's the only one that's close.
Oh, did I say that?
Well, spend a little time at FMO.
A strongly worded letter.
Yes, that's right next to the Golf Custom Shop. Ooh, we haven't been in there. Too pricey. Anyway, welcome to Old People Land. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike Romero Show, and of course, we're running late.
Hi, this is Tom Rogal.
Tommy!
I like to get my news anywhere I can. That's why I love to listen to The Mike Romero Show. And my favorite way to consume it is on Spotify. Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool. Just like Chuck Todd. So go to Spotify and search The Mike Romero Show. It's the best. Even better than a transistor radio. Or a hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify. I'm Tom Brokaw, and I'm old.
I think just for giggles, I don't know if they're going to like it or not, but I'm going to do the John Facenda voice for
oh,
this
cool.
next commercial. All right.
Why
not?
Let's do it. Why not?
Let's do this, ladies and gentlemen.
When Dylan Jacob turned 21, he quickly discovered that warm alcohol sucks.
Oh.
So he created Brewmate, the fastest-growing drinkware brand in the world. And maybe I should have said brand
That's
instead
fine.
Of bran, like bran flakes. Brewmate products keep your beer or wine or anything at the perfect temperature all day long. Without ice! No more boring drinkware. Brewmate combines fashion and function. Cups, growlers, they got it all. Over 30 colors and finishes to choose from. Plus, they're glass free. No boo-boo on the feet. Right now, Brewmate is giving our listeners a special discount of 15% off their first order when you go to brewmate.com and use our code TMOS. That's 15% when you use our code TMOS at brewmate.com. Brewmate, 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 brewmate. Don't let summer heat ruin your drink. Go to brewmate.com and beat the heat this summer. Remember, 15% off your first order by using the code TMOS at Brewmate.com. B-R-U-M-A-T-E. .com. Using the code TMOS. And thank you.
You think Facenda died before he ever had to say .com?
.com. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they didn't really overlap. Yeah,
he was underground.
Yeah,
he was underground, and so that's that. So anyway, it was a. I just don't want to see. I hate to see people that have regular dealings with other people that have to be dickish about it.
What you said hit home with me is that they were essentially mistreating an older gentleman, and that that drives me crazy. I don't like that.
Bullies.
You can bully me all you want. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I do, as the listeners confirm.
No, I meant one can bully me. I didn't mean you. I meant,
people. Well, I do occasionally, and I'm not happy that I do.
Sometimes it's fine. It's fine.
Can't help myself. It's not bullying as much as it's just this amazing level of frustration.
Fostering.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's nurturing?
Yeah, you're nurturing.
In a way?
Well, you're teaching, teaching us.
It's nurturing.
Well, I like that he used the word fostering, like someday I'm going to move into your home.
Okay, we got a big thing. This happened on the bonus show, and we didn't we didn't deal with it on the regular show, so a lot of people don't know what's going on. But there's a big deal here where Rob Spiewak is planning an outing. Rob, as it turned out on the bonus show, it came to our attention that Rob is petrified, not just of bats, but his next greatest fear, or perhaps an equal fear, is wax museums, wax dummies, wax figures.
Yes.
And you're terrified of it.
I hate them.
And this is why everybody that listens to the regular show should listen to the bonus show, because it was so funny.
It's very organic as well.
And we ended up getting the wax museum on the phone.
Madame Tussauds.
Because they are putting out an offer that you can sleep in Madame Tussauds' wax museum. And as soon as we heard that and that Rob was terrified and he brought that story to the show, we thought it would be a great idea to see if our own Rob Spiewak could actually spend the night in the wax museum.
As I said on that bonus show, and it's still available for a nominal fee, I did not see the segment going this way, because we really went from me just complaining.
You really didn't.
I really didn't. And I was able to book an evening this Sunday night. And actually, Mike, since we've spoken, we've added a fourth to our pack, our merry pack.
Okay, so we talked about it, what, Monday? Did we talk about
Monday?
That?
Yes, Monday, because we booked
talked
it
about
on
it
Friday
Monday.
Afternoon.
This is the update that, you know, you have the beds that are going to be in the main room.
The main hall, yes, four
and
twin beds.
You're going to get breakfast in the morning. We talked about that on the show.
That's right, and we've also now arranged that we will meet up here at Podcast Village, and the merry band, the quartet, will go over. I didn't realize that it's right next to the Hard Rock Cafe. So we will tune up at the Hard Rock Cafe, and check in is 8 p.m. at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. And our merry band of pranksters is, of course, me, because I'm the one who is going to be
facing
my fears, right? Matt Bloom.
Oh, my God, that's loud. Jesus Christ. Hold on. Let me turn
that's fine.
Down. All right, go ahead.
Matthew Ponyboy Bloom will be joining me. And I do think almost as scary as the wax museum is the notion that I could wake up and have him standing over me. Just staring. Well, we've shared a room before, so
It was fine. Yeah, 8 days.
I was watching that show about the Munchausen crazy, by proxy.
I watched two episodes last night.
Did you watch the documentary on HBO about the real people?
No, I haven't watched the doc.
Right, the her love interest, like late in the game, the gypsy's love interest.
Yeah.
The name Ponyboy might have been mentioned. It was
how about that?
I'm sorry. Yeah, there you go. It might have been mentioned.
Her poor teeth, Mike.
That's terrible. What
it
happened
really
to
is.
Choppers?
It is.
So you've got Matthew Ponyboy Bloom,
Robert Ford. Rob Ford will be joining us, who has absolutely no hesitation at all. I think when I gauged them, Matt said, you know, this is going to be creepy but fun.
Yeah.
But Rob Ford was like, this is going to be great. Do they have any traveling exhibits that are in there right now? Because I've
Do
been
they
there
have
before.
Any what? Do they
traveling
have any what?
Exhibits.
Okay, so he knows the museum.
He says, what is their specialty? I said, well, they have presidents and usually D.C. luminaries in there. He said, but nothing traveling? I said, no, the website didn't say. So he's very excited.
Is Mayor Barry still there?
I think they do have a Mayor Barry figure. I think they do.
See the pictures.
And then we were also talking about how we can really, really sort of, if we were doing, we were to be the people at that oxygen store, we wanted the upper hand. The first thing we should say is, when we get in there, is say, hey, this is great. Where's Hitler? Just
where is it? So who's your fourth? I'm
the
excited.
Fourth. I actually had a brief sit down with Oscar, trying to figure out a way to maximize our presentation. We needed someone.
It's not who I think it is. I'll hit the buzzer if it is.
All right. But, and we said we need someone who is able bodied,
smart,
young, aid with videography. And he was very excited to say he will be joining us. Intern Johnny will be our fourth.
Oh, okay. All right, smart ass Johnny.
Yeah.
Smart ass Johnny.
Who did you think the fourth? Who did you dread the fourth being?
Adrian Garcia.
No!
That should be saved.
No.
Yeah, you don't want that. Oh, now when you say that he's gone, he's in the wind, he will never come back to a Podcast Village.
Never say never.
I'm
just curious about
having
him
responsible for anything content related.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that.
We can't give him cameras and mics and expect that we're going to get something back.
Remember
you
when
still
we
have a relationship with him though?
Yeah, well, he texted me on my birthday and I said, "Hey man, we miss you." And then he says, "Miss you guys too." He's just swapped at the Hampton Inn.
But remember the last time we went through hoops and filled out applications and got him into that music festival?
Yes.
And he ended up destroying
crazy
his computer.
Crazy busy at the Hampton
Inn. It is. It's, I mean, Mike, there's eggs to make every morning.
the egg discs.
The egg squares.
That have to go into the chafing dish.
Busy. He seems happy. Good for him.
Okay, good. I remember when we had him cover that music festival, he lost half of his content because he fried his computer because he was sleeping in a My Little Pony
tent. And the time before that, he took Molly and forgot to do the interview. Yeah.
Learned our lesson.
Yeah, we have.
Pearl Jam.
Very, very good. All right, so you've got intern Johnny.
Yes, that's our merry quartet.
Okay.
Johnny Five has a handful of responsibilities that we discussed with him. He's actually coming in tomorrow for a production meeting.
Yep, he is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that means that Rob and Rofo can just kind of chill and enjoy each other's company.
As we always do.
They'll probably have to perform more than usual.
Well, Rob's great at that. As long as Rob does that, that'll be fantastic.
Which Rob are you talking about?
I'm talking about you.
Okay.
I'm talking about you.
Because Rob Ford is a performer as well.
Now, the only thing I don't care about any of the nitty gritty because I know that'll be taken care of, but I'm curious about the sleepwear.
Matching pajamas? Did you find those?
I am leaving them to find their own sleepwear. I focused on my own look since I think I will probably be the focus. And I went
through. Tell me what your look is, then we'll move on to the other principles.
The TMOS Shopping Center had a wonderful selection of pajamas in larger sizes.
Okay.
And I got gray striped silk pajamas.
And do you really have an Elvis bathrobe?
I do. And
okay,
it has Elvis's. Yes, of course. Yes. And I have slippers.
And you really do have slippers?
Yeah. Well, I don't think that. I mean, I'm sure that Madame Tussauds is a very hygienic environment, but
no,
I'm not
you
sure
want
it's
on your feet.
I'm not sure it's a place you want to go barefooting.
All right. And now, Pony, what are you going to be wearing?
Two words, Mike. Banana hammock.
Oh no!
I'm gonna throw up in my mouth. I am gonna throw up in
my
mouth.
He's got a body for that.
Oh, yeah, that is so nasty. Oh my god! I don't even want to. I don't now that see he did it. He got me off the subject. I won't grill him on it now. No, I don't, because he came up with that. I'm not gonna talk about his jammies. But if you could find some pajamas, it would be awfully. And Pony, you're not challenged by size like Rob's.
And you know what I'd like to see on you?
What's that?
A nightcap.
Mm.
Oh, like in a ye old,
yeah, like yeah.
Like Mama in her kerchief, and I am my cat.
I was thinking like a Christmas carol, Ebenezer Bloom.
All right, we got a hustle here, but what else, what about Rofo?
Rofo said he's going to be wearing long johns. Whether or not he honors that, we shall see.
Okay, very good.
They also were doing some rough math of how cost effective this is to stay in D.C. If you're coming to Washington, D.C. and you want to get a hotel room for four people.
Downtown in this neighborhood, Mike, you're paying one-fifth of what you would pay and you're getting breakfast.
That's right. If you don't want to shower, you're fine.
That's right.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, Paulie.
The year is 2019, and the death toll only rises. It's Mickey, the Tony Perkins Show, Americast, and Tech 411 have all perished in the nuclear fire called Judgment Day. With cake and cookies on life support, only political persuasions remains to helm the resistance against whatever it is we're fighting against in this promo. Each Thursday, listen as Resistance leader Mike O'Mara and Skynet stooge Chris Freites discuss the political scene as the fate of our world hangs in the balance. Political Persuasions, Thursdays on MikeOmaraShow.com, PoliticalPersuasions.com, and wherever else Skynet allows it.
Programming note, one day late on Political Persuasions this week because of Count Sleeps a Lot is doing it early tomorrow. So we'll drop on Friday this week.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Brien Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone. Here's some powerful news from Cornerstone First Financial. The economy is softening, and because of that, interest rates are down, down, down. They're the lowest they've been in a full year, and chances are there will be no interest rate hikes this year thanks to inflationary pressure not materializing. Rates are back around 4%, and with the spring home market in full swing, it's time to act whether you are buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt. Cornerstone guarantees you the lowest rate. I repeat, Cornerstone guarantees you the lowest rate. Work with the friends of TMOS and save some dough. Now licensed in California, along with Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. On a programming note, this coming Monday on the show, we will be speaking with the biggest selling author of all time. James Patterson. Is there anybody that hasn't read a book written by James Patterson? It's incredible. He'll be on the show on Monday. We're excited about that.
Look around any airplane. That's where he lives. Yeah. The books on airplanes, I think.
And, you know, you tear through his books, and he's got...
They're wonderful. Things,
he's got innovations in his writing style that he did to make reading more fun and more engaging and more entertaining, primarily.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why, you know, if you grab one of those books, one of those James Patterson books, you can tear through it. And I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, it's fantastic. So it'll be exciting. He's got a new book called Miracle at St. Andrews. It's a golf book.
Mm-hmm.
And how did he decide, when he was talking to NBC, CBS, and, all the networks and that our little podcast would be okay for him? How did that happen? Were you contacted?
I've been chasing him for over a year.
This is a Rob Spiewak get?
Oh, yeah.
Well, damn it. Let me give you give him some applause, Oscar, what do you think of that?
I haven't seen the evidence yet. So once I see the evidence, I can applaud.
Okay. The evidence that he got James Patterson?
Rob does something cool. He once in a while will say, Maddie kind of helped me with this. So I don't know if Maddie helped or a listener helped or he got it all on his own. I'm not really sure.
I'm just looking
What happened is Oscar helped a lot. When he didn't show up for the show a few weeks ago, that's when he helped the most.
I'm just saying.
Now this one never, was one. No, and my, never,
even when look, if you're being honest with yourself,
mm-hmm.
when Mike gives you credit, you don't always acknowledge those who helped you get the get.
I would say I am most likely of anyone in this room to acknowledge
if
help.
You're asked.
No.
You're not going to say, I appreciate you saying something, but, Maddie set this up, or Max set this up, or Pony set this up.
You know, because Max sets everything up. But this is 100% on me. I'm not going to try and go in there and steal this glory, but we've talked about Patterson.
It's a massive get. That is a massive get. In my opinion,
we've talked about him for a long time, and he has a book out every 3 or 4 weeks.
Right.
Literally. And so when they found one that was golf-centric, I pressed a little harder. And great relationship. I think he's with Little Brown, or a division of Little Brown. And the lady there was extraordinarily nice and able to make it happen.
Well, that's awesome. So if you're a James Patterson fan,
you'll love it.
And if you're paying attention at home, tenacity. Yeah, that's what you need to get these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, was that directed at...
Who even knows?
Well, no, I mean, since we're talking about getting guests, this is Jim Nantz followed by James Patterson, two consecutive weeks.
This is huge. Mm.
This to me, let me explain how I feel about this.
Okay.
And then you probably know this because we worked together a long time. That to me, for what I do every day, I love what I do anyway.
Right.
But when we have someone like that come to the show, it really puts it makes my blood pump.
And I love seeing
gets me going. So the strategies that were employed to get this guy, if they could be employed all I can tell you is keep it up. And, you've done it for a long time. So you know that the great get does not begat the next get necessarily.
No.
But whatever you did with the Patterson, whatever strategy, and I'm talking about right down to semantics as far as when you reach out to people, keep it up. That's all I was saying. Why is your brother grinning?
I'm happy for him. Yeah, this is a big win.
No, you see, here's the thing that's so f***ed up.
Oh, now you're a cursing
yeah,
potty
well,
mouth.
I always do one. Here's what's so messed up about it is Oscar really does, he does cheer for the victories of others.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Yes.
And when we pull something
he just doesn't do it on this show. No. It wouldn't be entertaining.
That's
not
exactly.
Show.
And that's the There's queer no duality of him.
Is there any one thing about this particular great get, like one of your greatest gets of all time, in my opinion?
I agree. Yeah.
That you would say, well, maybe because I did this, that it, because I mean, obviously,
what it
the
was
more you do this,
is
yes.
the fact that I mentioned that you are a Florida-based golf enthusiast.
Ooh.
I said they're going to love talking golf.
So taking one of the hosts
talking TMOS,
tailoring it to the specific.
That's the second level. You have an initial sort of generic form that you reach out, and you'll invariably get a reply based on that. That'll be either, we're interested, mm-hmm. it's not looking good right now, this won't happen. But most publicists that are worth their weight will at least give you a reply for the initial reach out. Then you go to Patterson.com, you see he's got a golf book coming out.
Ooh.
Then you personalize it a little bit. So there's going to be a back and forth. What's amazing is that when I started doing this a million years ago, it was always phone traffic. No one answers their phone anymore. Now it's exclusively email.
And also it's almost it was unheard of even back in the day when we had a number one radio show in Washington to get movie stars. It's just, I would think now with the streaming services that might be an avenue to travel to grab
there is a listener of TMOS that works at Netflix,
and I know many of our listeners subscribe to Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's also good.
you ass. What I will do. Let's go through the Netflix lineup of the original content and see if we can find pluck out a couple of people that might be fun to talk to.
I would like that. Absolutely.
So we've now gotten the world of bookselling,
literature.
He gets darts thrown at him literature, but he doesn't care.
But he's cool about it.
He's pooping gold bricks.
Yeah.
Let's take
a lot
break
of Band-Aids.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. we'll come back with news you may not need. So don't forget Monday's show. Listen for that. It's when his new book drops. James Patterson will join us, and we will be back with news you may not need right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Pauly, did you hear about this Stunad who tried to imitate us in a promo?
Yeah, and if he's not careful, he may be sleeping with the fishes.
Hope he doesn't start his car anytime soon.
We both do great promos, and we keep Papa Mike laughing. That's what it's all about.
True dat, paisano. And if you want to keep laughing, buy a bonus show subscription today. It's a whole lot of funny.
You mean it's an extra hour of comedy?
Well, it's very funny.
It's an extra hour of comedy.
It's funny.
It's an extra hour of comedy.
Funny.
Extra hour.
Funny.
Extra.
These two will never learn. Everyone knows that promos are the best. After all, I'm that guy. Do your part to support hilarity. Buy a bonus show subscription. Subscription today.
Okay.
And now back to Mike.
Okay. now they're really effing with me. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
My jaw dropped.
Wow.
Here he comes at the end.
They'll never agree.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Brooklinen. You spend a third of your life in your sheets, so don't you think it's time for a betting upgrade? Yeah. You deserve the best online betting, according to Good Housekeeping. This is great stuff. Brooklinen.com. I sleep on them every night. They bring you luxury sheets.
Do they?
Excuse us.
Rewind.
Mike again. Read it wrong.
Yes, he creeps me.
I know
that
he does.
That guy creeps me.
I know he does.
That's why it happened. If I'm going to blame someone,
they bring you luxury sheets
without the luxury markup. Brooklinen.com eliminates the middleman so you save. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. God, I love them. And now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. You got to try them. You're going to love them. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, towels, they come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use the promo code TMOS at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code TMOS. Brooklinen. They really are the best sheets ever.
News.
News.
Boo.
current events.
Britney Spears, big story in entertainment today. Britney Spears checked herself into a facility for what a source is calling, quote, an all-encompassing wellness treatment.
Mm. Oh.
Well, that's interesting.
Isn't that rehab? I mean,
it might sounds, be a, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny. Yesterday, Julia got a package in the mail. She bought on vinyl Britney's first album.
Oh,
I thought,
cool.
What a weird purchase for her, but I can't wait to.
That's Britney on the cover with the schoolgirl.
Yeah, and her, you know, sort of knees on her knees, as I recall. Hit me, baby.
What a creep.
One more time.
Do you recall? Like it's not permanently embedded on your cerebral cortex.
She's a very talented musician.
Well, Britney's father, Herbert. Jamie, suffered a life-threatening colon rupture a while back, and he's still not out of the woods. In January, she took an indefinite break from her Vegas show to take care of him. The source says, quote, her dad being sick has taken a toll on her. They're so close, and it has been a lot. He saved her life, did he not?
He did.
Father step in
and
manage her and everything. There is nothing dramatic going on with her. She just realized that she needs to make sure to take time to care for herself. If something knocked her off the rails and she got back into some bad habits, maybe this is going to happen.
She certainly had a past. I mean, she's probably on the bubble at times. So.
In an Instagram post yesterday, Britney said, quote, fall in love with taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit. She added, quote, we all need to take time for a little me time. So that's
there was
Britney.
An infograph of her career. And do you remember that one time within her, I guess, discography where she was in between albums, but all she was doing is being photographed drinking Frappuccinos?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Barefoot and
she had a frapp.
Right?
Yeah, and she was big and then she shaved her head.
It was what? That's the time her father saved her. Around that time came in and said, look, we got to take power of attorney away from you. There's no way you know what you're doing. You're getting married to backup dancers, wannabes. Like,
Federline.
It's a Federline. Like, it was a.
You know, if a Whitney Houston had that, if Whitney Houston had that in her life, you never know. I mean, you never know what would have happened if somebody had been able to really, a strong-willed person had stepped in. And I think that what her father did speaks to all these celebrities. You need someone. It doesn't have to be a blood relative, but it would help, that steps in and makes a fist and risks
everything.
Their own relationship to get in there and get things straightened out.
Britney's,
that had to be tough
for Britney's him. Tell, I would say, anytime within her organization, if she starts going around barefoot outside, step in.
Yeah, watch out! Jeff Bridges' character, the Dude from The Big Lebowski, was inspired by a guy named Jeff Dowd, and he's been going through some major health problems over the past couple of months. Jeff is 69 years old. He had a double hernia surgery in February, and there were some complications, including a bad infection, which led to his kidneys not working and him being unable to digest food. He spent a week in ICU and almost died. Fortunately, he's on the mend now, but the medical bills have been depleting his bank account, and a GoFundMe has been set up with a goal of $25,000. Last we checked, he'd raised $5,700. Just $5,700? Where's the money, Lebowski? I'm sorry. They wrote that. I read it. Jeff worked with the Coen brothers on their first movie, Blood Simple, and 14 years later, they based The Big Lebowski loosely on him, this guy.
Oh.
By the way, his real nickname is The Dude. He got the nickname back in the sixth grade from a few friends, and it stuck, and they didn't have a picture of him, and I'd love to see what he really looks like, so I hope he gets taken care of. I just thought I'd throw that in there. The Dude, white Russian man. I'll have a Stella Artois. That's
very
a
good,
funny
Mr.
commercial.
Lebowski.
I laugh at that commercial every time. Yes, you'll be sorry. All right, the bums lost. On the same day that Lori Loughlin was in court to answer for her part in the college admissions scandal, her Fuller House co-star Bob Saget was tweeting and deleting. He posted a message saying, quote, so many people are lying these days. Maybe they should change the test in school to false or false. That's funny. It didn't stay up long. The guess is that it wasn't about her, but either he realized or someone told him, so he took it down. And by the way, saw her. You see her rolling into court yesterday?
I did not.
Hey, Lori, maybe the saddle-colored designer pantsuit with the brass buttons might have been a better choice for you
touch.
To go. I totally
go in looking like
deluded.
A mom.
Hey,
she should have a USC sweatshirt.
Or, by the way, Aunt Becky dresses more lovable.
Yeah.
Yeah. She came in looking like the wife of a wealthy designer. Mm-hmm. And then Felicity Huffman comes in. She's got a teal blouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hello, Hollywood ladies. Are you going to dial down the richy-bitchy?
No,
I mean,
they can't.
Really, it was
they
ridiculous.
Can't. And what do you bet for them that is dialed back?
Yeah, it probably is. Absolutely. The problem with launching a new product this time of year, especially one that sounds fake, is that everyone's on the lookout for April Fool's jokes. And case in point, the people at Lunchables, a fine product.
Great product.
I had one 2 days ago.
They're rolling out a new product called Brunchables.
Ooh. Yeah.
I had a consultant. We did have a consultant during the O'Mara years.
Yes.
At the restaurant. That's like, people are into shareables. Something a bowls. Anytime tapas. I see a bowls, shareables. Yeah, it's like tapas, shareables, small plates. They come, F you. Get out of my
restaurant.
How
about shut up a bowls?
Yeah, shut up a bowls. Basically, they're just breakfast sandwiches that come with a muffin. There it is. But they teased it on Twitter on April 1st. And the name. So this is probably completely strategized that they put it out on April 1st to make people think so they'd have a news story like this.
You know what? Oscar Mayer, Mike, knows what he's doing.
That rat bastard.
Yeah.
Well, here's the grammatically incorrect official website. Ooh. Brunchables is real. It sounds weird, but anyway.
I guess technically it's right, but it does sound wrong, yeah.
It's real,
yeah,
real?
And, well, you'd have to ask Merle. It's National Burrito Day, and a few national chains have deals going on. Hey, Burrito Day! Yay!
Hey, I still have my decorations up from Christmas.
Oh, no.
Here are the five best deals we've seen. Baja Fresh, $5 burritos. You have to hit their Facebook page for the coupon. That's worth it.
Yep.
Number two, Moe's Southwest Grill.
Oh, I love Moe's.
Owned by the guy from the Three Stooges, Mike.
Hey, they're selling burritos for $5, you idiot. Chipotle has free delivery if you order through DoorDash. But, not thick enough, Chipotle.
You just gave away burritos last year. Give them away again.
Give them away.
Give them away again.
Give them away. Give them away. Give them away now.
El Pollo Loco has a buy one, get one burrito. Buy one, get one.
Yeah, BOGO.
Pollo Loco, I'm having one burrito. That's going to satisfy me, for God's sake, okay?
Mike, well, there's a reason.
If you buy one and give it to your significant other.
There's a reason they call the place the Crazy Chicken. Because it's crazy.
Have you ever heard of Crazy Chicken?
No.
Oh, it's
this is my chicken. This is my chicken, Brittany.
Qdoba. This is a stupid show. Qdoba is giving out triple rewards points all day. Oh, thank you.
Oh God, I can retire early.
God, I hate that. We haven't seen any National Burrito Day deals at Taco Bell this year, which is surprising. You'd think they'd be all over it. But
yeah.
Happy Burrito Day if you enjoy that.
It's one of the best ones in years, Mike.
Thank you. And now a little something something. Two neighbors in northern Arkansas showed up at a hospital on Sunday with chest pain and severe bruising. And they initially lied about what happened, then came clean. It turns out one of them recently bought a bulletproof vest. Mm. So they decided to test it out by putting it on and shooting each other. And yes, they'd been drinking. 50-year-old Charles Ferris wore it first, and he had his 36-year-old buddy Chris Hicks shoot him in the chest with a .22 caliber rifle.
What was Chris's last name?
Ferris.
Okay, very Ferris.
Run, Ferris, run! Luckily, the vest stopped the bullet, but then he was very angry at how much it hurt. Damn! So he told Chris to put on the vest, and he unloaded a clip into his back. Fortunately, it stopped all those bullets, too. The best part is their cover story, though. Charles didn't want Chris to get in trouble, so he claimed they were paid $200 to protect a, quote, asset.
Like a secret agent asset, these idiots.
And then he got into a shootout while they were guarding their asset. We were protecting that. We were protecting an asset.
Asset.
Sadly, Charles' wife blew their cover when she got to the hospital and explained what really happened. Now they're both facing charges for aggravated assault and up to 6 years in jail. When asked for comment, Charles said he really wants to live in Florida. All right, thank you very much. We'll take a break. It always works its way in, almost 90% of the time. We'll come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know that it would
be untrue. This week on The Real Interns of Podcast Village, we know that every office has its core group of friends. This one just consists of everyone, except Oscar.
We have a group text message in this office. Us interns, Pony, Mike, Rob, Maddie, and even some of the Starbucks baristas. We send memes, talk about our hopes and dreams, and make brunch plans. Oscar, well, he's not in it. He just can't be. He wouldn't understand our vibe. But like his dog, Oscar's been sniffing around. He knows we're going to Chili's tomorrow for Dahlia's birthday and that we're watching the new Jumanji after work. I just hope he doesn't fire us for hanging out without him.
Is Oscar going to crash Dahlia's birthday dinner at Chili's? Will the Podcast Village squad show their boss some respect? Follow the interns at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Love it. Love it. Love it. That's awesome. That is so much fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our bonus packages. Hey, losers, let's talk Reuben.
Yes.
In the Old Testament, Reuben is the eldest son of Jacob and Leah, and the ancestor of one of the 12 tribes of Israel.
True.
Reuben means behold a son in Hebrew. Reuben also means delicious, especially when it's the grilled sandwich composed of corned beef, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and Russian dressing, served on rye. Yum, my brother. Fact, the Reuben is the only invented sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And it's a perfect food to eat while you listen to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, which is what smart, hungry people do.
I'd love a Reuben.
I'd like one right now.
Great.
I'd eat one right now.
Good, right?
Yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is a magical sixth episode of TMOS that you can grab every week if you just have the fortitude to do so. And if you don't subscribe, you're a lousy dick. Remember, the future of our show depends on it, so please buy our thing. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, get your bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS. So buy it, try it, and don't forget to wipe your
face.
Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday. Thursday. April 4th, 2019, Rob Spiewicz.
Are you gonna do an audio vault on Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday. Yeah, when are you coming back?
Yeah,
when are you coming back with the audio vault on Thursday?
Do it on Thursday. It's the 4th.
I think I'll do it Wednesday. No, let's do it Thursday.
So there's this kid. He's 3 years old.
Three.
And he's got a better grasp of science than any one of us. He was trending on YouTube yesterday, just him and his mom, talking about how the dinosaurs became extinct.
Explosion. It killed most of the dinosaurs.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
A bad thing. It was real bad. Scientists also believe it created a big cloud of dust. It blocked the sun for months. But without sunlight, the plants died.
Oh, no.
So the dinosaurs that ate plants, they died.
And then once the dinosaurs that ate plants died, then what happened?
All the meat for the carnivores, they died. And then the carnivores died.
Oh, wow. That's really bad, huh?
Right.
Yeah, meanwhile, my son is 16 and complaining that there's nothing in the pantry.
Wow, that's amazing. Three. Wow.
Also trending on YouTube yesterday is the teaser trailer for Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. Did you see
mm-hmm.
it? It looks like Taxi Driver, but
really?
He's the Joker.
So it's a super dark Joker.
Super dark.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face. She told me I had a purpose. To bring laughter and joy to the world.
Is it just me? Or is it getting crazier out there?
It's creepy. But it's very
strange. I hate to dive on that train. I don't like to jump on that train, but man, oh man. Joaquin Phoenix, that's just such great casting.
I mean,
that's
you know, everyone focuses on the superheroes, but when you go villains, the Joker has so much great direction
film
to go to. Yeah.
Who's going
to
be the Batman to his Joker?
No,
this is just about the Joker.
Just the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is just a Joker movie. Oh, I'm all in. I could do that.
Hi, Joker.
Hi, Joker.
Deep down in my heart, it is my opinion that Joe Biden is not a creep.
I agree.
But he has been addressed for his inappropriate touching and his intimacy with women that is perhaps uninvited. So yesterday he issued a non-apology apology.
Statement.
His statement goes, it does everything except say, I'm sorry.
I've never thought of politics as cold and antiseptic.
And also he did not hire an audio engineer.
Yeah.
I've never thought of politics as cold and antiseptic. I've always thought about connecting with people, shaking hands, hands on the shoulder, a hug, encouragement, and now it's all about taking selfies together. Social norms have begun to change. They've shifted. And the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. and I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility. My responsibility, and I'll meet it. But I'll always believe governing, quite frankly, life for that matter, is about connecting with people. That will change, but I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space.
I like
this is
the
more
statement.
Than we I do have too. Ever had or received from our current president for
I
all
also,
the allegations that
I
he has
also
had.
Listen to the words and I like the sentiment.
The mindful side is perfect.
That is.
I mean, he no one has said that anything was sexual ever about this. And so
the worst
and
that's been said is inappropriate.
And you know,
I don't think he's
not,
a creep.
But not either. In the day was it inappropriate. That, right. See, that's the point he's trying to make. He's 70 years old, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I get that. But it's also, it might not be apologizing, but it's taking personal responsibility
I
for
agree,
it.
I agree, but
I
that's
get
the,
that.
That's the grief he's,
changed.
That's the grief he's getting, though. That's what they're saying, is that he never said he was sorry.
There are always going to be people.
And there's always
give.
They.
Also, yeah. Right. May I add this, that this is, like, we're 2 years out of the election. Mm-hmm. And the amount of attention that this story is getting,
it's ridiculous.
It's one, it doesn't make sense to me, except for someone, whether it's in the Democratic Party or in the Republican Party, is scared and they do not want him to run.
I would love, and I it probably won't be done, but when I heard all this going down, the very first lady that was saying she felt uncomfortable, I would like to do, you know, you can't investigate everybody, but I'd like to know how it all came. Yeah.
And look, their due process
is very suspicious.
If there are victims and something has happened, of course, we've talked about this at length on the show. Everybody deserves a say. Mm-hmm. Nobody
and
should,
by the way,
the
first lady to come forward, I don't buy into the fact that because she's a Bernie Sanders supporter. I don't buy into that at all. Okay. I don't know if there's a deep conspiracy. I have no idea. But I think when you've got four people, you wonder, where's it all come from? Mm-hmm. This is the dirty game of politics. It's been exposed over the years. You'd have to wait and see.
The but Ides of the, March.
The way he handles it, it goes
neither,
away.
Neither, really.
It goes away. Oh. It does. It goes away.
Yeah, it does. It,
because this is it. And by the way,
democracy
he hasn't even announced
the dark.
Yet. So, yeah. I
that's
mean,
true.
We'll see what happens. Thank you, Ross.
Oh, I got
it. But it was strong.
Thank
it was very strong.
It.
Let's close with David. This, Mike. Jesus. Put it on the masthead of the Michael Mary Show.
Democracy dies in darkness.
The Daily Show had an interesting story yesterday
all
about
the money.
The new. That's right. Play it again, Sam. There was a new trend. Just when you thought being on an airplane couldn't get any more pleasant, now they're introducing standing bicycle style airplane seats. You can fly while standing.
An Italian company has come up with an airplane standing seat. Kind of looks like a bicycle seat with a back support and a seatbelt. The manufacturer says these seats would be called ultra basic economy.
Oh, that's right, people. We are on the verge of ultra basic economy, where you have to stand for the entire flight. And everyone shares one peanut. You just lick it and pass it on. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and by the way, no more seatbelts. When shit gets rough, Joe Biden just grabs you from behind. Don't panic. Just breathe.
The Italian company, Mike, they apologize in advance to your balls. That's your magic
God.
Audio
wow.
ball. Have a great Thursday.
Oh, my God. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks to Michael McIntosh for sharing his life with us. Remember, the TMOS Boater Show makes a great gift. Remember, I need your cities for next week on the Mike O'Mara Show. So let me know where you're listening to this fine program. And, of course, the Yak Shack always open at 888-920-6673. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support of the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You look like a blueberry.
I believe in the sweet spot, softcore pornography, opening your presents Christmas morning rather than Christmas Eve, and I believe in long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses that last 3 days.
You ever hang around the gymnasium? Yeah.